Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 124. Oh my goodness, I have had such a good Easter break. I meant to be recording this this podcast last week, but last week was a week of a bit of things happening in the business. We are restructuring the business. We have created an amazing new business, pretty much like a VA agency, virtual assistant agency. So we find and train and manage virtual assistants for our clients, and it's going crazy well. So I am transitioning from running an event business, pretty much teaching people how to run events, teaching people how to do social media, teaching people how to market themselves, into doing it for them. And it's a transition, which means lots of things needs to change. Also, the way I run my agency, I run my business. And so in the last few weeks, we had a few changes. I no longer have people working in the office with me. I have some contractors around Australia in different cities where they do help out, but mostly all my full-time people are virtual assistants from the Philippines. And I love them and they're amazing. And it's just such a different way to run a business. I literally adore what we're creating. And I know this is just the beginning of something super, 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 super big. And so today I wanted to tell you guys about something that I've seen people are asking a lot in my Facebook group, which is, how do you deal with stress? How do you motivate yourself when you don't feel like doing it? How do you handle all this anxiety around business? And listen, it's a really good question. And I posted the other day on my social media that passion won't get us there. I know that it sounds a bit like controversial. And you're like, what? What do you mean? Of course, like they're all telling me, like, follow your passion. Yes, follow your passion, obviously. Be passionate about what you do. But that alone is not going to give us success. It's not going to get us to monetize our business. It's not going to get us to be super successful. If you honestly look into anyone that's been successful at something, they did this one thing. If you are sitting down, good. If you're not, sit down. Because this is big news. Listen, they got obsessed. Obsession is what creates success. So if we are stressed, it's because we haven't turned our passion into an obsession. When we are obsessed about something, I don't think there's space for stress. I mean, you can be stressed and obsessed in the same time, but the obsession takes over. So the stress, a lot of the time when people are stressed, it's like if stress is outside of our experience and we don't have control of it. It's like stress is happening to me. Instead, what I would like to shift our energy and our focus is for us to be obsessed about the result that we want to achieve and do anything to achieve it, which means stress is not going to be our priority. We're not going to be going to feel it. I'm not saying that this is a healthy way to do business, and I'm not saying that you have to do that. I mean, you can find other ways, but to be honest, I have noticed that obsession is a common denominator with successful people. It happened to me. It happened to me when I wanted to lose weight. It happened to me when I wanted to start to learn personal development, become a good coach, just become obsessed. Obsessed means that you, first thing you think about in the morning is your business. Last thing you do at night is go to bed, think about your business, and so on. So it's like the first thing you think about, the last thing you think about, and throughout the day, that's all you do. And so obsession is the, if obsession is the main focus, then there really isn't any much more space for overwhelm and stress and doubt and confusion, because you're just like obsessed to find a solution, obsessed to find the answer, and you'll do anything in your power to actually go and get it done, which is so exciting. I have noticed that that is what get me going, and that's what get me the results. And so when people say, I don't feel like doing something, that I don't know if I understand that. I don't think I fully understand that, because I am obsessed about my business. So I'm excited to do most of the things that I have to do in the business. So there's parts that I don't overly love. So in those cases, I get a virtual assistant on a call with me, and I'm like, okay, help me record this. Come on, let's do it. And we do it together, and it's a lot more fun, and it's a lot more easy, and it's faster and all of that, because I procrastinate less when I've got someone there with me. So I do have a solution to when I procrastinate. I just get someone to do it with me, and you know, that takes it away. But really dealing with stress for me is like, I mean, at the end of the day, running a business is stressful. Like we can turn the sock inside out and do whatever we want, but at the end of the day, we are going to be stressed. We're going to be wondering, what are we doing? We are going to be, you know, not sure what's the next step. There is stress involved by running a business, because if it wasn't, everybody would do it, right? It's stressful because you don't know where the next client come from. You don't know where the next money will come from. There's a lot of leaping. There's a lot of faith. There's a lot of uncertainty, and you gotta trust to be able to go to the next level of your business, and you gotta take risks, which a lot of people are not, you know, that they really can't handle that. And I was chatting the other day with someone, and they were saying, oh, you know, we don't take risk, we don't do that. And I'm like, that's fascinating to me, because I have taken plenty of risks. I left Italy to move to Spain. I left Spain to move to London. I left London to moved in Greece. I left Greece to go back to Spain. I left Spain to come to Australia. So I've taken risks even before I started a business, and I've reinvented my life myself many, 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 many times until I decided to become a life coach, and that was the ultimate reinvention. And I've taken risks every single step of the way. I chose not to take a job that was paying me $10,000 a month when I knew that I could get there by myself. I didn't need to have someone else paying my wage. I could create my wage, and that's a risk itself, right? So I have taken risks, and risks are stressful, and the way I handled it is by working on my mindset. Your business, your life is a 3D printout of your thoughts. Your business and your life is everything that it starts from your thought. Everything that you have around you started from a thought. Literally everything. So I my suggestion to you, that you ask me, how do I overcome stress, is work on your mindset. Because stress starts not from a circumstance. It doesn't start from a fact. It starts from a thought. Our thought is what's creating stress. Because if I take a risk, and my brain keep telling me, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to fail. I'm going to lose it all. Oh my gosh. That's the brain creating the stress. If you take a risk with a consistent thought, everything is going to work out. Everything happens for a reason. I've got this. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be fine. If you keep thinking that thought, the stress is not going to be there as much. And I'm not saying to just avoid evidence, like avoid things that are happening. I'm not saying to pretend to be positive and just not listen to fears. You wanna process your fear through your body. You wanna stay in the uncomfortable of being afraid, and you know, you wanna do all of that. You wanna process all of that, and then you wanna start to slowly changing your thoughts towards something that is gonna be more useful for you eventually. And stress, like, you know, business creates resilience. So I am resilience. There's no doubt about me being resilience. I mean, 3 years ago, I had two of my main staff members leave, legit quit, 2 days before a main major workshop. And it was a face-to-face workshop. And I was freaking out, and I was afraid, and I was crying, and I had all those stress hormones. I was like, oh my gosh. Until I got onto stage. And when I got onto the stage, I knew that's where I belonged. And I knew that no matter what happened around me in the business, I could just make it work. And it was true. It's so true. And it happened again, deja vu. Two people of my team left, and this time were the last two people in the office. And I'm actually really happy. It's the best thing that happened for me because I need the space for me to create something new. And sometimes when people have been in the business for a while, they hold back that energy of change. And so I'm really excited because I've got fresh new people in the business, and they are open and they're willing to change and willing to create. And it's just so beautiful, you know, and it's so exciting. Doesn't mean that I'm not grateful. I mean, I'm super, super, super grateful, right? For the people that have been with us, that have left, that have moved on, and I wish them all the best. And, you know, it's like there's no animosity at all. It's just sometimes it's time. It's time to let each other go and wish each other good luck. And even if sometimes it's the scariest thing, we want to hire someone and keep them forever. Sometimes if they're not willing to grow with the business, if they're not willing to evolve with it, then sometimes it's good to just let them go. And so, again, stress is from a doubt, from a thought that's doubting that you can do it. There wouldn't be a stress if you believed that you would be fine. There wouldn't be stress if you totally, totally, totally believed you're going to be okay. So stress is just evidence manifesting in your body of you not trusting you, of you not believing you, of you not being aligned with where you're going, and just there is a fear holding you back. And so we should be grateful to feel stress, because stress is like an alert, like a bell going, hey, something is not right here. And so if you just work on it and process it and then just align yourself with where you want to go, then the stress is going to go away, because stress is just a thought. It's just fear. So if you have a business and you're stressful, I would just want to ask you, how do you know that you're not stressed? I know that this is like what? How do you know that you're not stressed? Find all the evidence that shows you that you're not stressed, that there's no stress needed. Find me all the evidence that is a lie, that you're stressed is a lie. Because sometimes we say that to also keep ourselves small, keep ourselves safe, protect ourselves. Not always is evidence, not always true, not always is the truth. So find all the ways for you to prove yourself that is a lie. Show me all the ways that you can show me that you're not stressed. That is powerful. When I do that, when it's like, I'm overwhelmed, show me all the ways that you're not. Because if I'm overwhelmed and I'm procrastinating, am I really overwhelmed, or am I just using that as an excuse so that I don't have to take action? Fascinating brain of ours. So stress is a choice. Let's move away from reacting to life and to business and we're like, I'm stressed. Let's shift from I am stressed to I'm choosing to be stressed. And if you say that aloud, how does that feel? And ask yourself, why am I choosing to be stressed? Powerful, isn't it? It just shifted everything. It's like, oh, wait, what? What? Why am I choosing? No, I don't want to be stressed. Okay, how can I not be stressed? What can I do right now to feel less stressed? Oh, I've already done it. Just asking yourself that question would just shift it already. So have fun with the things that come up for you, and just know that you've got a choice. You've got a choice. I mean, you got to move on anyway, right? You're going to do business anyway. Do you rather do business stressed, or do you rather do business while having fun? Because you got to do it anyway. Remember that. So you can choose to do business while you're stressed and upset and angry and overwhelmed and confused and all of that. Or you can choose to have faith and trust and have fun and laugh it off and lean in. Which one? Which one do you want to choose? And it's not just like you choose it now and then that's it. You got to choose it every moment, every day, every second of the way, every challenge that comes at you, you can choose again. So not right now, what's important is that we don't give ourselves a hard time for what we've chosen until now. But all we can do is change what we're going to choose moving forward. Every step of the way, you can choose to be stressed or you can choose not to be stressed. You can choose to have fun in business or you can choose to be boring or not have fun. It's a choice. No matter what happens to us, it's not happening to us, it's happening for us. So my beautiful friends, I'm going to leave you with this. It's powerful, it's fun, it's engaging, and it's a choice. And it's always yours. Nobody's forcing you. You got this. I know you got this. I just want to give you and all the CEOs of the world a shout out. You are changing this world. You are contributing to the economy. You are doing something huge. You're making a difference not only to your life, not only to your employees, not only to your clients, but to the planet Earth. So you, CEO, listening to this, you rock. You're amazing. Well done. Congratulations and keep on going. High five to all of you listening. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.